On Tuesday, July 1st, Kimberley celebrated Canada Day, and this year's festivities looked quite a bit different than they have in recent years. Earlier this year, Pam Walsh, manager of community development and communications with the City of Kimberley, got together with members from Centre 64 and the Rotary Club of Kimberley to figure out what to do for Canada Day for 2025. In years past, Canada Day had been held as a smaller scale event in the Platzl. With the way that the world is going today, we felt like let's do something big for the community, do it somewhere different, take it off Platz and do a big showcase, Walsh said. The city got to work with that cohort and the event was moved to Rotary Park. Walsh said there was a ton of interest from local entertainers who wanted to participate, so they decided to extend the event from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. We able to fill in with all those entertainers that were interested in participating and utilize the tent that Jim Webster has donated essentially to the City of Kimberley and other organizations whenever they want, Walsh explained. It was good use of that tent, it made for a really nice venue. Planning for this new celebration commenced in late March. It seems like a lot, but it really wasn't enough time, Walsh said. We had very limited volunteers involved and the ones that were involved came on board last minute and really just gave us 100% to help us out and run that event yesterday. Starting in March, members from the city, Rotary and Centre 64, as well as some city councillors representing other organizations, all met monthly to organize what they were going to do and everyone was given different roles. Music kicked off at noon, starting with the Hollers, followed by Mike McQuaid, who was introduced as he is likely best known locally as Oliver McQuaid's dad. He said even in Mexico, where he is visiting from, he is best known that way as well. The Kimberley Pipe Band performed for half an hour after that, followed up by Emma Cade and Brass Roots, who closed things down. Rotary Park was also bordered with a bustling vendors market and numerous food and drink vendors, plus a beer garden courtesy of Overtime Beer Works. We did find it was quite hot yesterday and so at times the venue did look kind of sparse, but there were hundreds of people up under those trees just trying to find some shade, Walsh said. So in the future if we had an indoor and an outdoor space that might help. Now that the bar has been set with this year's event, Walsh said that while plans for next year's Canada Day haven't yet been solidified, it is definitely on the radar going forward. It is really important to the community and the community expects something and now I think after that show yesterday they're going to definitely expect something great in 2026, Walsh said. We're not 100% sure where we're going to do that at this point. We do have the new stage venue going in over at Centre 64 in the parking lot adjacent, so we may end up doing it there and utilizing the indoor space. Walsh added she feels having it adjacent to the Platzl would be great for businesses, and there were worries that there would be negative impacts to those businesses by moving it out of the Platzl this year. I haven't heard too many complaints yet, but having it closer to the Platzl I think is good for all those businesses but also great for food trucks, Walsh said. All the market vendors yesterday just had such a great day, so we can have all of those things, but in a little bit more of a downtown, concentrated area. It's not 100% sure that we're going to do that yet, but it's what we're looking at for right now. Feedback for the event so far has been amazing, Walsh added. She commended the support from city staff, with the event never have been able to happen as it did if it wasn't for the parks crew. The Kimberley Fire Department was also on hand, adding not only a fun community element, but also providing a much-needed safety feature. It was so hot that not only did it save me yesterday, but I think it really helped the community cool down, Walsh said. They were only supposed to be there for an hour and one of the guys said, "You know what, I'm just going to stay here with the truck all day. Until I don't see any kids running underneath that sprinkler anymore, we're going to stay." And he stayed until 6 p.m. last night when we finally got some cloud cover and it cooled down for the final acts. Really, the city staff support was insurmountable and we could never have done it without them. Walsh also shared her gratitude to the volunteers who came out to the event and gave it everything they had, staying with the organizers from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Walsh said that at the end of Brass Roots set, The singer used his microphone to ask everyone to help out by picking up their chair or table and leaning it up against the fence to make the volunteers' work easier. And everybody did. It made cleanup at the end of the night easy, Walsh said. And it just made it such a cool, this is Kimberly, super cool, super helpful, and everybody was willing to pitch in and lend a hand at the end of the day, after such an awesome day.